Nolte, left's pet issues like mass transit, reusable bags prove deadly during coronavirus crisis. By John Nolte on March 16, 2020. With some experts predicting, at a minimum, anywhere from 480,000 to 1.6 million American deaths from the coronavirus over the next 3 to 18 months. How smart does urban living, mass transit, open borders, reusable straws, reusable grocery bags, reusable water bottles, gun restrictions, overregulated housing, using the Centers for Disease Control to fight gun violence, and outsourcing to China look now? Hey, we don't know what's going to happen with the coronavirus. What we do know, though, is that between last Sunday and this Sunday, things went from zero to crazy in 1 week. We shut down our economy. Store shelves are empty or emptying, the president's on television every day, and there's serious talk of a national quarantine. We are also learning, at a fairly rapid pace, how a pandemic operates, how a virus spreads, and how vulnerable we are to such things, and just how so many leftist ideas have made us even more vulnerable. Just for a moment, close your eyes, and picture the establishment medias and lefts. But I repeat myself, idea of the virtuous American. Virtuous American wakes up in a small efficiency apartment located in a densely populated high-rise, eco-friendly building where there's no fresh air because you can't open the windows. But all that recycled air ensures a perfect 72-degree lifestyle. Virtuous American exits his high-rise building for a half-mile walk through Virtue City, which is teeming with people. Along the way, Virtuous American stops at a coffee shop, which is packed with other Virtuous Americans, who are handing reusable, eco-friendly containers to a barista who fills everyone's order without changing his gloves, to save plastic, or washing his hands, to save water. Virtuous American rides to work in jam-packed subway car. Virtuous American exits the subway and walks to work through a sanctuary city teeming with illegal aliens who have been allowed to sneak in from every foreign country and stay without being screened or tested. Virtuous American goes to work in an urban high-rise building that is hermetically sealed to save energy, which means recycled air instead of fresh air. You can't open the windows. Throughout the day, Virtuous American sips water from a bacteria-infested reusable bottle that he might have rinsed out with cold water a few days ago. He refills his environmentally friendly, reusable bottle from a centrally located, environmentally friendly dispenser everyone touches throughout the day. For lunch, Virtuous American enters a crowded deli and orders food prepared and served by illegal aliens who have never been screened or tested. On the way back to the office, Virtuous American digs into his man purse and removes a bacteria-infested reusable straw. He or may not have run a little cold water through a couple of days ago, and pops it into his iced coffee while gingerly walking through a poopy homeless encampment because Virtue City's building regulations protect Gaia. After work, Virtuous American stops at the grocery store and fills his environmentally friendly bacteria-infested reusable cloth grocery bags that he might have washed 2 weeks ago with fresh fruits and vegetables. Then the pandemic hits. And thanks to a dense population, crowded mass transit, recycled air, poopy streets, bacteria-infested, but environmentally friendly, cups, straws, bottles, and bags, it spreads like wildfire through Virtue City. Will Virtuous American be laughing at McMansion American while looking for a place in that tiny, but environmentally friendly, apartment to store enough food and water for 4 weeks? Will Virtuous American be laughing at Gun Nut American when tensions increase due to empty store shelves and the only thing between Virtuous American and I'm taking all your shit American is a door made from 100% recycled paper products? Will Virtuous American be laughing at Hick American who lives anywhere from 50 feet to 50 acres from any potential possibly infected American? And what about Globalist American? When his parents can't get their medications because they're made in China, how funny is America First American looking now, pal? And let's not forget Social Justice American, the American who demands the Centers for Disease Control atomize its focus to include obesity and guns. What do these environmental loons think? That the whole idea of disposable items was just for laughs? That single use was developed by some Bond villain desperate to destroy the planet? That going out to the country for fresh air was just some quaint concept? No, the reason disposable items became so popular was sanitation. What could be safer than removing a straw from a sealed paper sleeve? Those straws are now outlawed in California. What could be safer than single-use grocery bags where you throw away that leaked meat juice instead of carrying it around until you finally throw the bags in the wash? Those single-use bags are now banned in 8 states, including New York, whose ban took effect on March 1. What could be safer than opening your own factory-sealed water bottle? What could be more secure and safe than a home large enough to self-quarantine for 2 months and the firearms to protect it? What could be smarter than not relying on China, a country that is infamous for being pandemic ground zero, for our supply chains? Why do you think we had immigrants funneled through Ellis Island? So we knew who was coming in. So we could give them a medical check, dumbass. Oh, and by all means Medicare for all. Even as the private sector gears us up for the testing our government couldn't handle. Even as Democrat governors beg for more state autonomy to handle these health issues. By all means, it's time to hand our health care over to the one-size-fits-all geniuses whose health care killed countless American veterans. But there was Joe Biden last night, promising that in the first 100 days of his administration the borders will be wide open. And he's going to pass tougher gun laws. And he's going to make us even more dependent on foreign oil. And he doesn't take the threat of China seriously. And he opposes travel bans. And no matter what happens, the left will never, ever, ever change their ways or stop promoting their ideal of the virtuous American. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.